Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Back here in Boston, it's been a difficult 24 hours of emotions for friends and relatives of Bulger's alleged murder victims. South Boston resident Luann Liddiff was 20 when she says she found her father, Louis Liddiff, shot dead and stuffed into the trunk of his car. Bulger was never charged for the murder, but his gang has been implicated. I spoke with Luann Liddiff this morning about Bulger's arrest. Luann, tell us how you felt when you heard the news that they'd captured Whitey Bulger.
Disbelief, shock. They didn't show him on the television being arrested or anything, so I still didn't believe it until at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Today I'm angry. Yesterday I was just a mess, you know, mixed emotions. Happy. Hopefully he'll say what everybody wants him to say, the truth.
You said you were angry. What are you angry about today?
That he's been living there all along, and I do know, I believe in my heart that his brothers knew and that the FBI knew, and John Connolly.
Former FBI agent John Connolly now serving prison time for his role in helping Bulger live his life of crime as a Boston crime boss. No one's ever been charged with your father's murder, but an FBI agent implicated Bulger. Also, a federal judge ruled in 2009 that the federal government should pay your family damages because the FBI was protecting Bulger from apprehension at the time your father was killed. Do you believe that Bulger killed your father?
I believe Bulger and two other associates killed my father, and I want him to come forward and name those people. I know their names, but I want him to say their names.
So what do you want from Bulger in this regard?
I want him to own it, to admit to everything, what he did. I want him to apologize, not that he will. I want him to have his day in court and bring down the people who are walking around free and clear blaming him for everything. He had associates. He had people helping him. There's no way this man did these things alone. And these people with their little book deals and their deals with the government, it's disgusting. And I think and I hope that he will do what everybody is hoping and thinking he's going to do.
Do you see these people you're talking about out in the neighborhood now? Are they free and not in jail?
I do.
And how does that make you feel?
I'm angry because my father didn't get to see his grandchildren and his new great-grandchild. He would have been so proud, and these people get to see their families, and it's painful every single time I see one of them.
Luann, let me ask you this question. I know that you hope in your heart that Whitey Bulger will own up to the death of your father, as you say. I know that's your hope. Do you think that he will do that, though?
I think he's going to want to talk, you know, like, if I was being blamed for something that other people helped me do and these people are walking around laughing and joking and thinking they're, yeah, he's never going to come back, you know, we're all set, we're cool. I would come back and definitely talk. I would think that he would want to at least bring down the rest of these people, including police, judges, and everybody else that had anything to do with helping him. There is no way he lived in California for 16 years. I don't believe it. I don't believe nobody knew.
Your father has been described by some, as a bar owner and a bookie. Is that how you remember him? How would you describe him
today? I remember him as a bar owner. I remember him as a sponsor to my softball team. Our names were Lose Chicks. I remember him taking me out every Thursday night, and we would go to dinner and talk and I remember taking trips to our house in Canada and spending time with my family up there with just me and him. I remember playing racquetball with him. I remember working out and being a part of that part of his life. My friends loved him. He loved my friends. He was not a cold, mean man. I don't care what other people say. I knew him as my dad, and he was a wonderful man.
And what you want to remember years from now is that you had justice for your dad.
I have justice for him right now. You know, I felt vindicated. I felt great at the end of this trial. it's the best feeling in the world to know that somebody believes you.
Luann, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate you allowing me to speak.